My name is Ven Vossi. I am VV. I record sounds and I make new experiences out of them. I don't know if I remember any specific point quite so well in which I began doing this. I suppose it was a gradual thing. My dad and I used to record conversations talking about mowing the lawn and breakfast cereal boxes on the dual taped deck in the big antique hutch that resided in the living room. We were always documenting. I mean, I grew up in a world where the recording device, both visual and audio, were held in great esteem. I was a TV baby. I tuned in whenever I could. I was media saturated. The usual suburban upbringing. This idea of what was recorded was legitimate. It was real. It became prominent in my head. So I'd often go and record myself playing with the violin or screaming Quiet Riot lyrics. And when I went back and listened to it, it was proof that I existed, documented, legitimized. This carried on into high school and into several heavy metal bands for which I played drums. My interest in powerful music became stronger and stronger. I always made tapes and I gave a few copies out to friends, and that was about it.
Making a record became the desired object. And that's what would make our band real.
I guess it was around my senior year of high school that I began thinking more of what to do with my tape recorders. I mean, besides recording guitar, drums, and bass. So out came several years of gloomy experiments, noisy stuff, compact mics on metal plates, beating on 2x4s with springs attached, never outside of my bedroom. I just recorded it. I did acquire a knack for situating and composing non-traditional sounds in what was, to me, a musical format. Soon after that, I got a job with the Interpretive Center down at Lake Merritt in Oakland. I was working with kids, teaching and learning about the bastardized version of the natural world that Lake Merritt was, or is. There I learned to stop and close my eyes and listen. It was an incredible, refreshing experience.
I became intrigued with the way in which sounds compose themselves without any of my interference. And what was felt with the simple act of listening, and amazed by the soundscapes that were just naturally created with activity. The wind, people speaking, not necessarily the words that they're speaking, just the vibrations that occur as a result, the traffic, the ocean, electricity, grit, steam, the machines that we fill our world with. It's like this massive, chaotic oatmeal to sift through and discover new layers. It's intoxicating.
So I began a series of questions, which is kind of where I'm at with my art now. My work is about experience and the media filters thereof. I encourage visceral response. I create the environment or the atmosphere for moments to occur, mainly through the reuse of other moments. The replay as a separate, unique event, not as a certification of authenticity of something else. You are here, now.